Question 71 through 73 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Hi, everyone. As you all know, our firm is merging with Leclerc Industries, so there will be some changes over the next few months. We are working to ensure that the change does not result in any layoffs. However, your roles may change. I've emailed each of you some information about your job duties, so don't forget to review those. Also, we've sent a request to the printer for business cards with the new logo. I'll be giving each of you several boxes next week.
Number 71. What is the meeting mainly about? Number 72. What are the listeners reminded to do? Number 73. According to the speaker, what will be given to the listeners next week? Question 74 through 76 refer to the following talk.
Good morning, and thanks for visiting Sunrise Coffee Shop. Before you order, I'd like to tell you about a new addition to our beverage options. We are now offering drinks brewed from Switzer brand coffee beans. Switzer's products are very special since the company is based and has a coffee brewery right here in Glenview. All customers today can try a sample of this product for free. Can I prepare some for you?
Number 74. Where does the speaker work? Number 75. What does the speaker say about the Switzer brand? Number 76. What will be offered to all customers today? Question 77 through 79 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Mr. Olson. It's Victoria from Human Resources. I see that you have requested to use the company car next week. That's not a problem, but we don't have a copy of your current driver's license on file. We need that for insurance purposes, so could you stop by my office so that I can scan it? I'll be gone part of the afternoon to visit the doctor. However, if I'm not here, someone else in my department can help you. Thanks.
Number 77. In which department does the speaker work? Number 78. What does the speaker ask for a copy of? Number 79. What does the speaker plan to do this afternoon? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following advertisement.
Are you seeking a new look for your home at a reasonable price? Quincy Co. is here for you. We have the area's widest selection of carpets that will look great in any home or business. Through the years, we found that a lot of customers are concerned about breathing in harmful chemicals from carpets. Not to worry, all of our products are non-toxic and they are thoroughly aired out before being installed. Visit www.quincyco.com for more information. There you can also use our free design tool to see how different colors will look next to each other.
Number 80. What type of business is Quincy Co.? Number 81. What are many customers worried about? Number 82. According to the speaker, why should customers visit the website? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following telephone message. Hi, Celine. This is Ranjit. I liked the idea you shared in the meeting about having our employees participate in volunteer work in the community. Through a program like that, staff members could enjoy spending time together, and it would also help enhance our company's reputation. As you said, cleaning up a park may be a good idea for the first project. You said you would look into which park might be the most appropriate. We can get official approval from the city, and it usually takes more than a month. I look forward to hearing from you as soon as possible. Also, I'm happy to put up an announcement on the company webpage after the details are settled. Number 83. What is the main topic of the message? Number 84. Why does the speaker say, "It usually takes more than a month"? Number 85. What does the speaker plan to do? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following talk.
Welcome, volunteers. My name is Joe Sawyer, and I've been on the Glendale City Council for over a decade. I'm in charge of organizing our city's marathon this year. This event attracts a lot of visitors to Glendale, and this year, for the first time, we're offering a race category for children so people of all ages can get involved. Today, we'll be assigning you to different tasks. If there is something in particular that you would prefer to do, please let us know. We want you to have a good experience. You can speak to anyone on our management team, those wearing the yellow vests.
Number 86. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 87. According to the speaker, how has an event changed compared to last year? Number 88. Why does the speaker say,
"We want you to have a good experience"?
Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Now that the holiday season has begun, I'm sure you've all noticed a dramatic increase in the number of visitors to our post office. Customers have complained about the long wait times. Unfortunately, we cannot increase the staff size. However, to improve the situation, I think we should make an express lane. It could be for customers who have very quick transactions, such as purchasing stamps. Someone from the team needs to make a sign explaining what that lane is for. I'm happy to create the text, but, I've never used the design software before.
Number 89. Where do the listeners work? Number 90. How does the speaker propose resolving an issue? Number 91. Why does the speaker say,
"I've never used the design software before"?
Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following telephone message. Hi, Miss Blake. This is Travis. I wanted to give you an update on your garden plans. In addition to the flower beds and bushes that you want me to add, you said that you were also interested in a storage shed in the corner of your property. I know you wanted a metal one that was just 3 feet by 3 feet. Unfortunately, I've checked with several suppliers, and no one has one that small. However, if you're willing to use wood instead of metal, there's a company that has what you need. That's what I do, as the custom options are very expensive. Number 92. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 93. What problem does the speaker mention? Number 94. What does the speaker recommend doing? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message and map.
Hello, this is Vanessa. I was just taking a walk in the downtown area, and I think I found the perfect place to open my photo studio. It's on the corner of an intersection. There's a bookstore and a kebab restaurant across the road in each direction from it. Since you're my real estate agent, I need you to confirm something for me. How much is the owner of the property asking to rent that space for a business? Please call me back as soon as you can.
Number 95. What kind of business is the speaker going to open? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which location does the speaker mention? Number 97. What does the speaker want to confirm? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and event timeline.
Let's get started. Thanks for being here for the meeting to continue making the arrangements for the launch of our new camping gear. I'm afraid I have some bad news. Crystal Hall, the venue where we were supposed to hold the event, is no longer available. There was a booking error, so we'll have to find another place. I hope we can take care of this matter right away, as we're supposed to start running the advertising campaign this month.
Number 98. Why did the speaker schedule the meeting? Number 99. According to the speaker, what is the problem? Number 100. Look at the graphic. In which month is the meeting being held?